All righty, Coach. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. We got lightning round week four, and we'll start it out with Bill Landis from Rivals. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Ryan. You guys worked a lot with Marvin in the slot in the spring, and there was some talk back then about maybe wanting to do some more of that with him this year. I don't think he's done a ton of it so far, but I guess just can you discuss a little bit how you try to build up those packages when you are moving a guy around, and the balance between when's the right time to perhaps start unveiling some of that?
Yeah, we try that. When you have someone like Marvin coming back, for a third year, you try to figure out ways to enhance his skill set for sure. There's only so much you can do. If someone decides, they want to double him, then they double him. We try to find ways to get him the ball out always. You guys have seen that. But that's, when those things happen, that's an opportunity for Cade and Julian and Emeka and Trey and, some of our guys to win their one-on-one situations. And that's really been the most important focus for us is, hey, you guys got to win your one-on-ones. And they, Notre Dame forces you to win one-on-one battles. So, But yeah, for Marvin, we always try to figure out ways to continually enhance his skill set, and then based on a game plan, we'll utilize those the best we can.
All righty, we'll go next to Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
Hey, this might actually be sort of a corollary to that question, but you had kind of a unique challenge this season in these first three games, trying to get the offense in that flow that you wanted. At the same time, I assume you're probably maybe holding some things back for a matchup like this in week four. How did you try to strike that balance this year?
Well, I think the first thing you're trying to do is find out what fits the guys that you have this year and find that balance. And it's also just the personality of the day in and day out, what makes these guys tick. Some of it is the schematics of it. And that's our job as coaches to make sure we're putting them in the best position to be successful. But also allowing them to go play the game, not putting so much on them that they're thinking about, what they're doing when they're out there. I mean, they should know, and they should be anticipating as opposed to reacting. So, we always want to have curveballs. We will want to have changeups. We want to put our guys in the best position possible. I think, we've at least got an idea of what we think this offense can look like, where it's going. Very different than the last few years because of, certainly the quarterback's a big part of it, but everybody. It's just a different group. So, that's going to be the test Saturday night to see what this looks like.
Alrighty, next up, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, obviously Kyle's getting more comfortable as he gets more starts, but I'm curious, that Western game, you guys were obviously really efficient. Do you think how comfortable Kyle is can be also correlated to just staying ahead of schedule? Like, you guys didn't have a lot of tackles for loss, give up a lot of tackles for loss in that game. You didn't have a ton of penalties.
It's important. It's very important, for any quarterback, but for a young quarterback, at least in terms of experience, it's important. We always want to be on schedule. The minute we get off schedule, that's difficult for any quarterback. And, we want to make sure that we're not doing that. We did have a couple penalties on Saturday. We want to get rid of those so we don't get behind the eight ball. And, if we're efficient, we want to win first down. First down's 4 yards. If we can win first down, then it gives us an opportunity to get ourselves in third and manageable and be explosive. So that's a just as important part of this thing as anything, And if we can find ourselves in short yardage situations, if we're converting like we did last week, then the ball's moving. And, if we find ourselves in third and long, I think if we're like 18% on third and long, we're probably one of the better teams in America. So that's not very good odds. So we got to win first, second down.
All right, and we'll go next to Austin Ward, Rivals. Austin?
Ryan, based on the workload, it sure looked like Lathan and Proctor were okay with the wrist and ankle, respectively, last week. How did you feel like you guys managed that with the health of those two guys? How important is having both of them on Saturday night?
Yeah, huge, huge. I was thinking about this morning when you think about our defense and where they are in terms of experience going into this type of environment. This is not new for our guys. When you kind of go through everybody on the defense, Lathan and Proc are two guys that have played a lot of football. They played in big games, so they know what this environment's going to be like. So that won't be new to them, but the challenge of playing Notre Dame and Hartman and Estime and the offensive line and the receivers, is that'll be the challenge. But like any time you're in one of these top 10 matchup games, you have to make sure you you don't ride the roller coaster of the game. You know, the number one goal is to win and, you know, take the thing into the fourth quarter and then look at the scoreboard from there. But Lathan and Proc both are going to be a big part of this game.
All righty, we'll go next to Patrick Murphy, 247.
Ryan, similar to Nathan's question about kind of saving some things, I assume Notre Dame has probably got some things as well. You guys will have to adjust defensively on the fly. How do you think your team has done that so far this year? I know the Indiana game, you guys didn't expect exactly what they were going to do. Just the ability to adjust in the middle of a game for the defense.
It's important. We've seen it this year. And so we have to be ready for that. Like you said, you know, new quarterback, new coordinator. So, you know, there'll be change-ups and curveballs for sure, you know, on both sides. And that's part of the game, though. Finding that balance is the art of coaching, you know, making sure that you have enough, but not so much that, you know, guys aren't playing physical, because that's what you need. You need guys playing fast and physical in games like this. That's the most important thing. You know, that's the goal as coaches. But we have to be ready for, you know, for the unknown. And you know, you saw that obviously in game one, and you'll be ready for that in this game.
All righty, Kellyanne Stitz, WSYX.
Hey, Coach Day, you mentioned previously about ratcheting it up and bringing the intensity and passion, especially in practice. Have you seen that from your guys this week, and what has stood out to you about their approach and preparation?
I think that they saw the calendar, you know, or saw the schedule when it came out and knew what this game was going to be, experienced the game last year, saw, you know, the electricity around, you know, that first night game. So they know it's going to be similar to that way Saturday night. And our guys, you know, they're excited for that opportunity, that challenge. They know what comes with, you know, games like this. And like I mentioned to our guys, you know, you want to be, you know, in the hallways in the Woody, you want to be known to leave a mark at Ohio State. You win games like this, and our guys get that, and you know, they've worked as such this week.
All righty, next up, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, you said last week that Kyle had probably his best week of practice. How have you seen him build on that this week?
Similar, and continuing to grow. You know, more poise, more purpose. You know, now it's not, everything's not brand new anymore. So, you know, really good feedback from him. You know, when I ask him, hey, what'd you see on that play? Again, really good feedback. This is what I saw. This is what I thought. And now, you know, for me as well as, you know, the other coaches and the team, but for me to now see Kylan games and everything, I think that's a big part of, you know, how you put the game plan together, how you, you know, coach it and prepare him to play in the game. That's a growing process that he's doing a really good job of.
All right, I got time for just a few more. We'll go first to Andrew Gillis from Cleveland.com.
Hey, Ryan, you mentioned the uniqueness of playing Notre Dame and kind of what a top 10 matchup like this means, but do you think that there's a place for games like this, big top 10 non-conference games on the schedule moving forward as the Big Ten expands and conferences kind of consolidate?
It'll be interesting to see where it is in the next couple of years, you know, if it continues to stay exactly where it is. But, you know, with the new teams coming to the conference, I know that you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, how many conference games will there be or what will there be. And so those are all things that, you know, I'll let our administrators, you know, figure out, think about maybe in the offseason right now, trying to figure out how to get the first down and get the first stop on defense.
All right, we'll do two more. First one to Tim May. Tim?
Thank you very much, Michael. I had several questions, but I'll just narrow it down to this one, Ryan. Do you have a tutorial or something you lead, like a column accord through of what you expect on a road game on a Friday night and then a Saturday of things he should hit on, you know, from a study standpoint, from a relaxation standpoint, from a, you know, get back into it standpoint? How does a quarterback's prep in during those hours differ from like a regular player?
Well, they put so much work in that, you know, I talked to him about a Friday. You know, Friday's a, you know, is one of those days where, you know, you're really locked in and then you take a break. You're locked in and you take a break.
Yeah.
And by the time you get done with today's practice, I mean, you should be pretty mentally exhausted. You know, I brought the whole offense up last week and you know, we worked them really hard last week. We're working them hard again this week. And I said to him, when this practice gets done, you guys need to get away from football tonight. Go watch a movie. Go. And I kind of asked a couple of the guys, what do you like to watch? And got everything from Yellowstone to SpongeBob back from some of the guys. But, you need to take a mental break, too. There's the physical part, but then there's the mental part. And if you're really grinding and working the game plan, you need to get your rest. And you need to get away from it so that it's a build-up towards 7:30 on Saturday night.
SpongeBob, huh? Wow.
There was a SpongeBob in there, yeah.
We'll wrap it up with Barbara Benowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
First of all, this is not my question. Who was the SpongeBob guy?
I don't want to throw him out there like that.
Okay.
Check my guys.
You said on the radio show that you're going to let it rip. That was similar to what you said before the Georgia game, and that worked out pretty well for you, especially on offense. How important is it to have that mindset that you don't want to play encumbered, that you want to lay it out there?
Yeah, I think it's critical. I think that's our mentality, and that's going to be our mentality. We got to go into this environment and embrace it and go get it. There's no other way to be. So our guys understand that. They feel that this week, and that's what we're going to play on Saturday night. And I said we're going to go as hard as we possibly can and not look up at the scoreboard until the fourth quarter. And then at that point, we'll figure out where we're at. But it's about going after it, being aggressive, going into a hostile environment and getting a top 10 win on the road. And this is what makes great teams, it's games like this.
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it.
All righty, Coach. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you Saturday night.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Ryan.